It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
But I don't think it's really going to be a problem to find out who was missing at the time of the prison escape. There is one other thing you can do for me. Could you recharge this for me?
Kate, are you sure you can handle that thing?
I'm an expert marksman, Pierman. This is it. This dirt road has to be where the shooter parked.
I'm sure Garcia and Drew checked this out.
Were you able to find any witnesses or tire tracks?
There was no one at home when we investigated.
Excuse me, are you looking for residents here?
Did you happen to notice any vehicle parked up this dirt lane?
Yeah, I do remember. Now, it had a cracked rear panel, just under the taillight.
Chardonnay and leftover noodle soup. The perfect meal. Mr. Pierman.
The best we can tell from your lab results on the bullet is that it comes from a non-military weapon. We think that it might be from a commercial 308 hunting rifle.
Hawkster, you flew in here just to see me. That's it!
What is it? Jim, what are you babbling about?
Kate, I know who shot me!
And now, episode 25, The Takedown.
11th Precinct, Garcia.
Hi, Angela, this is Kate. Did you guys have any luck with the van description I gave you?
With as many white vans as there are in the region, our only saving grace is the broken quarter panel.
Yeah, that probably narrows it down to about 1,000.
Yeah, the only camera in that area is a red light cam, so we don't expect anything there. We put out a bolo to all departments, police, fire, utilities, everyone we can think of. The news media will be broadcasting a description of the van, with the approximate time and location it was in the residential area.
Well, we can only hope for the best. It's my understanding that Jim is still out of it. I'm hoping that when he comes to, he might remember enough to get us a lead.
Let's hope so.
I'll call as soon as I have something, Kate.
Thanks. Well, so far we're good. She doesn't know anything yet.
Catherine Delaney Hawk, you just lied through your teeth.
Not really, Jim. I didn't lie at all. I just asked her if she had any leads.
Ah, but you told her I was out of it.
Like I said, Jim, I didn't lie at all.
Ho, 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 ho. Kick a man when he's down.
Jim, you're positively sure on the ID of the person who shot you.
Look, not a doubt in my mind. Well, at least what's left of my mind.
Special Agent Nelson, we've got a collar to make.
We'll nail him, Jim, I promise you.
Yeah? You do that, and you just might lose your rookie status. Hey, you two be careful. You're going up against someone with nothing to lose.
We got this.
Hey, tell the nurse it's time for my sponge bath. The cute one.
Mr. Barnes? I'm on duty now. You said you needed a sponge bath?
Kate, come back!
This is the address we have. We need to get in and take care of business. Once we positively ID them as the shooter, we'll need to set up an arrest by Garcia.
I'll make sure there's plenty of evidence for the arrest. Once she goes through the system, one of our plants will intercept and she'll fall out of the system.
Like Von Longer in Parks.
Two peas in a pod.
2B. This is it. Police, open up. Locked.
Stand back. I have the key.
A key?
Size 11.
We can't break in without a warrant.
Maybe not in your world. Wait, wasn't that a baby crying?
Police.
Clear left.
Clear right. Take the kitchen. Bathroom clear.
Kitchen clear.
Bedroom clear. Closets clear.
All clear. Look at all this stuff. We better glove up.
It's a picker's honey hole. Neon signs, antique toys. There's a lot of money tied up in here.
She's got some nice things, all right. Looks like business wasn't really that bad.
We need to find something to tie her to Jim's shooting. Do you have any idea what that magnetic pulse unit looks like, Nelson?
The EMP-500? Yeah, it looks like this.
Good grief! That's a Duke Nukem BMG!
Say what?
Sorry, it's one of Jim's favorite video games. It's the biggest gun in the game.
Oh, this is definitely the EMP used. In fact, its energy pack is totally depleted. This is all I'll need to nail her with.
But it's not going to help my investigation any. We can't tell Garcia that this futuristic weapon is what the shooter used to disable Jim's car. It's going to be hard enough to explain why Jim stopped right where she had the ambush set up. We need to find that rifle.
She has quite the collection here. There are a lot of antique weapons. A flintlock, some really old Smith & Wessons, and wow, a Spencer lever action. This thing is worth a mint. It replaced the old muzzle loaders for the Union Army during the Civil War.
She certainly likes old guns. But can any of them fire a NATO round?
I'm guessing that we're looking for a Winchester model. They're the ones who developed the 7.62 round, which was later adopted as the NATO round. But where would she keep it? Her car, maybe?
Let's check the bedroom. That's not something you display in a collection. That's a tool of her trade. She'd keep it close by, in a special cabinet or chest. Definitely not in the open. Check under her bed.
Bada bing, bada boom. What do we have here? A 3-08 Winchester.
With a high-powered scope and a muzzle brake.
That muzzle brake would be the ideal thing for someone of her slight stature. It would greatly reduce the recoil on that weapon.
Well, I think it's time we pay our shooter a little visit. Now, what are we going to do about this busted door?
I have a crew I can call. They'll fix it like nothing ever happened.
And use those little handheld flash devices that make anyone who might have seen something totally forget?
Come on now, Wilson. I already told you those things are science fiction.
Yeah, like space travel. I now, literally, had the smoking gun to put Jim's shooter away for good. Nelson would process and keep the electromagnetic pulse weapon, and I took possession of the Winchester. I knew that this would be a tricky collar to make. I needed Garcia and her team to make the actual arrest, since I really couldn't explain how I discovered the truth. But it was first things first. I called Pierman to update him as we made our way over to the store to confront her with the evidence. I'd just have to play it by ear from there.
Detective Hawk, you here to pawn that hero prop I sold you? Or do you have something much nicer there?
No, I have this.
An earring? Just one? I don't understand.
I think you do, Miss Harris. I believe you have the matching earring.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe this will jar your memory.
A rifle? What is the meaning of all this?
You don't have to play stupid with us. We took this out of your apartment. I'm sure ballistics will confirm that it's the same rifle that shot my partner.
You took that from my apartment illegally. Did you even have a warrant?
We didn't need one.
That is illegal and this will not be admissible in law.
Maybe not here, Harris. But I'm sure the IDF has enough on you to put you away for quite a while.
The IDF? You? And you?
Special Agent Nelson and Agent Hawk.
Joanne Harris, you are under arrest for violations against the Federation.
I'm not going anywhere. You two, hands where I can see them.
Here are mine.
And mine.
Put it down or I swear I'll turn her into a glowing puddle of plasma.
You don't stand a chance. Put down your weapon, now. You shoot me, my muscles convulse and my sensitive trigger finger flexes. And you go down too.
Go ahead, that worthless pea shooter of yours won't hurt me. I sold it to you, remember? There's no charge pack.
There wasn't. Until Pierman's people serviced it for me. Now put down your weapon.
Do as she says. I guarantee my weapon is fully charged.
Then she dies!
Ah!
Ah!
Kate, are you okay? Kate!
Oh, man. It feels like I just stuck my finger in a light socket. Is she dead?
No, I wasn't going to let her off that easily. She's out for a while, though. You're lucky your vest took most of the impact.
I took a gamble. I knew Von Langer's pistol was probably used in his escape, which means Harris's weapon was the one that started the fire at the electronics store, so it could only stun me, at best. The homeless shelter director told us that Von Lunger was looking for a pawn shop, and she gave him a coat. He was seen at the scene of the fire with the coat. He could have easily come to the pawn shop here first, got Harris's fully charged weapon, and then went and started the fire.
Then he brought back the electronics to the shop here, and they both constructed the directional finder. She has plenty of electronics in here to do the job.
Unfortunately, Jim couldn't let go of the case. He came back convinced that the laser gun wasn't a toy, but a secret weapon developed by Von Lunger. He convinced her that he was on the verge of proving it.
So she calls him saying that he was right, and there was proof in Pyramid's warehouse.
She arranged a meeting, then waited for him at the intersection to ambush him.
When the nurse said she would prop him up for lunch,
it triggered his memory about the gun prop. Listen, wipe down that gun case. We'll put Harris in the chair here and the rifle on the floor next to her. Then I want you to make an anonymous call to the tip hotline. Tell him that you saw the vehicle in question parked on that dirt lane the night of the shooting, but you want to remain anonymous.
And it had Harris Pawn Shop graphics on the door. Got it.
And flip around the close sign. We'll leave the door unlocked.
Kate, did everything go well?
Harris is unconscious, with a rifle next to her. We're arranging for Garcia to find her. What happens next?
After Detective Garcia makes the arrest, we'll let your system take its course. Our FBI plants have her identity in the system, so there shouldn't be any red flags raised. Once sentenced and confined, we can make things happen from there.
Okay. Let Jim know we got her.
He's right here. Hold on. Kate! Are you okay?
I'm fine, Jim. We have a few things to do here, and then we gotta get out and let Detective Garcia have her moment of glory. Listen, there's something I need to tell you. It's about Captain McCall.
You mean my former boss?
You know? How?
Hey, I wasn't born yesterday, Kate. I'll be out 7 months in rehab, already getting close to retirement. I'm not going to become a desk jockey, so you can tell her to go ahead and, well, go ahead with the paperwork.
Jim, are you sure? That's not like you to give up without a fight.
Oh, I'm not giving up, Kate. I'm just getting started.
What?
I got a great idea, but Kate, I don't think you're going to like it.
The case has been solved. Justice prevails. But what plan does Barnes have? How does it involve his partner, Kate Hawk? Tune in for next season's opener of the Hawk Chronicles, A New Start.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mutual. Happy birthday to you, and many more. This was not only a birthday greeting from the Mutual Audio Network, which, as you may know, has been bringing you the finest in audio drama for just a little more than 1 year, it was also a way of letting you know how long 20 seconds are. Why should you know it? Because the CDC recommends, during this COVID-19 situation, that you and me and everybody wash our hands with soap and water as often as possible for at least 20 seconds. So get all of your fingers, get the palms, get the backs of your hands, and a little bit up your wrists, and make sure you change out your towels more frequently as well. If it helps to sing Happy Birthday or some other song as you do so, why not? This was a public service announcement from the Mutual Audio Network.